Chav Gimel Shvat, the 23rd day of Shvat, the Tanya for today is on page 308 in Perek Chav Gimel, chapter 23, in Lessons in Tanya. Umize yuchal hamaskil lahamshich alav yirag deila ba'oske b'teira. After explaining the greatness of the study of Teira, how it is greater from other mitzvahs, including even the mitzvah of davening, in that the oneness, the yichud, that comes as a result of study of Torah is a more direct and more total oneness than that which comes from mitzvahs, in that mitzvahs are called pekudim de evarim de malko. The mitzvahs are like limbs, like the bittle of a limb to the nefesh, whereas Torah, reis and kuchibricho, is kulachad. So when a person is studying Torah, his nefesh and the garments with which he studies, Machshava and Dibur, are one with God in the level of Kul Achad, not only to the degree of Bittul, of the body to the soul, but a total oneness, a complete oneness. So in addition to that Maila, to that virtue that Torah has over other mitzvahs, Torah also has the virtue in that the maskil, the one who stops to think and is wise in appreciating what it is that he's experiencing when he studies Torah, this will also bring him to a level of Yirah, a higher level of Yirah called Yirah G'dayla. And that will be, Kishiyizbein and Echshanav She'olu Vusheho Shebemei Chayu B'piv Heimiyuchod Imamish B'tachlis HaYichud B'ratzen HaElyein, when he will stop and contemplate the fact that his nefesh and its garments, the garments of the mind and the mouth, are completely united with divine will, with God's will. And in God's will, there is God Himself. So he is united with God Himself. If he were to stop and consider and contemplate this fact, and appreciate what that means, this will bring him to a Yirah G'dayla. What does it mean? What should he consider? That this godliness with which he is uniting, Mashekol ha'elam esoyenim v'tachtenim, kelo chashiv v'kamei, uka'ayin v'efes mamash. All the worlds, the higher and the lower, are considered, have no chashivus at all to God, and it's as if they don't exist at all. Ad she'enei mislabish b'teicha mamash, elo seiviv kol almin, v'vechinas makif l'hachayesam ikir chayusam, and to the point where the world can't contain this godliness, and therefore it doesn't clothe itself in the world, rather it surrounds all the worlds and gives them life from a distance. And what it gives them is the essence of life, not the details. Zak eza ha'oza mislabeshes b'teicham, and only a ray, only a shine of that light is clothed within them. Mashiachelim lizbeil shalei yizbatlu b'metzias legamet, the little bit of life that they can contain without becoming overwhelmed and without becoming nullified. Zehu shekasuv, and as a result of this contemplation, that which is too big for the world, too great for the world to contain, he is now experiencing and containing within his nefesh, this will bring him to a great fear, which is, as it says, Vayitzaveinu Hashem eskol achukim ho'eila liyira es Hashem, that God gave us all these commandments in order to fear God. So the commandments are to bring us to fear, when in fact the fear is supposed to precede the doing. We're supposed to do mitzvahs out of Yirah Shamayim, so the fear should come before the mitzvah. And here it says that all these mitzvahs were commanded in order to bring us to fear. So obviously there's a fear that precedes the mitzvah, that motivates the mitzvah, and then there's a Yirah that comes as a result of the mitzvah. And that second fear is called Yirah G'dayla. It's a greater level fear. And it's also concerning this fear that the sages say, Imein chochma in yirah, that if there's no chochma, then there's no fear. Because in another place it says, Imein yirah in chochma, that if you don't have fear before you start studying, before you come to Torah, and you won't have Torah either, you won't have Chachma either. Im ein Yira, ein Chachma. And then it says, Im ein Chachma, ein Yira. So again, we're talking about two different levels of fear. There's a certain level of fear that comes before Chachma, before the study of Torah, and then there's a level of fear that comes as a result of studying Torah, from the study of Torah. V'ha-Torah nikras etzlo tada ledarta. And this fear is so great that the Torah, compared to it, is called the gateway to the dwelling, to the home. So the dwelling, the dwelling place is the fear. And the Torah is called the gateway to that dwelling. K'meshekosim v'kemacher, as is explained elsewhere. Elo delav kol meicho sovil do yira kazu. But not every mind can attain or contain such a great fear. Ach gam mande loy sovil meiche klal yira zu, loy minov loy miktoso. But even the person who can't contain this fear in his mind, not even a part of it, because earlier the Rebbe was saying that some part of that fear every person does have. But even a person who can't have even a part of that fear, mipnei p'chisus erach nafshi b'shor sho mekeira b'madvegis tachteinez de'eses viriz da'asiyah, because of the lowliness of his nefesh, because its source is in the lower levels of the sviriz of asiyah, which is the lowest world, therefore he is not capable of this higher fear. It doesn't fit his nefesh. Still, ein yirazu ma'akeves be'lemaise, the lack of this fear should not prevent him from doing, as will be explained further. In the Hayem Yom for the 23rd of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that Amo areis gein dikfun zayn cheder. It happened once as the Alter Rebbe was leaving his room, stepped out of his room, al the Alter Rebbe ongetroffen. So he overheard, he came in to a conversation with the Rebbetzin Zok to Etlech Efroyin, how the Rebbetzin, how the Rebbe's wife, was saying to some women, Meiner Zokt, mine says, meaning my husband. So she said, Meiner Zokt, had the Rebbe gesagt. So the Rebbe said, Mit ein mitzvah bin ich deiner. With one mitzvah, the mitzvah of kedushin, the mitzvah of marriage, I become yours. Mit mitzvahs, and so with mitzvahs in general, viful is min dem ebershtens. One mitzvah binds a man to his wife. All the mitzvahs bind a Jew to God. So with the mitzvahs, how much are we gods? Do we belong to God? Un is gefallen ev de pritelke un hatich sadveket. And he leaned, he fell against the doorpost, and was lost in thought, in a dveikus. Eif happened to exist from dveikus, when he woke up from this dveikus, hatei gezogt, tse'eno urena. The pasuk says, tse'eno urena b'neis tziyin. So the Rebbe said, "Tzeena urena, afareiz gein von sich unzena likus, go out and see." To go out of oneself in order to see godliness, verdos fun b'neis tziyin, that comes from the daughters of tziyin. Malchus me'ezeres zo, Malchus, which is the lowest of the ten spheres, stimulates and arouses the six emotions that precede it. And la'osid lovei v'edzayin eishes chayu la'teres baila. Although Malchus is the lowest of the ten spheres, but la'osid lovei, after Mashiach comes, we will see the greatness of the feminine attribute, which is Malchus, when the woman will be ateres baila, she will be the crown of her husband, that the feminine attribute will be higher than the masculine. In the annotated Hayem Yom, Rabbi Zelikson shows how each day corresponds to a halacha in Rambam. In the last couple of days, they corresponded to the Sefer Noshim, And today's day, Chav Gimel Shvat, corresponds to Hilchas Ishus, and that is the mitzvah with which a man becomes his wife.